When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
Welcome, listeners. I am Neil Hendrickser, and this is Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today, where I invite you to sit back and relax as I walk down memory lane to look briefly at some of the headline-grabbing news and listen to some of the popular chart-topping sounds from the not-too-distant past in Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today. Today we look back at the last year of the 20th century, 1999. Fears of the millennium bug Y2K dominate world attention. One unitary currency, the euro, is introduced for most of Europe. UN and NATO forces flex their muscles to curb international hotspots. Nelson Mandela retires from politics. And in sport, the Australians take both the Rugby and Cricket World Cups, and Penny Haynes enjoys another sparkling year in swimming. Debbie Harry and her 70s group Blondie resurrected themselves briefly in the late 90s, enjoying chart success with that song, Maria. Headline news. On January the 1st, the euro was introduced as a single currency by 11 member states of the European Union, with only Britain, Denmark, Sweden and Greece staying out of the euro zone. Old currencies like the German mark or the French franc would not disappear overnight, but would replace national currencies by 2002. In April, after it was estimated that 600,000 ethnic Albanians had fled the Yugoslav province of Kosovo since the government had started a month earlier with a full-scale program of ethnic cleansing, NATO ordered airstrikes against targets in Yugoslavia. Serb-dominated Yugoslav forces had systematically destroyed villages and driven the inhabitants out, perpetrating massacres and other atrocities. Serb leader Slobodan Milosevic had ordered the ethnic cleansing on a large scale, refusing to accept a NATO-brokered peace agreement, and notwithstanding their bomb attacks, NATO was unable to defend the Kosovans from the ongoing atrocities. In September, a United Nations peacekeeping force arrived in Indonesian-ruled East Timor to put an end to an orgy of violence which had begun after four-fifths of the East Timorese had voted for independence from Indonesia the previous month, which had been met by Indonesian militiamen going on the rampage, driving much of the population out of their homes. Turning to Britain, in May, Scottish voters went to the polls to elect their own parliament, for the first time since the Act of Union with England in 1707. And in Wales, elections for a Welsh Assembly were also held, while on December the 2nd in Ireland, Protestants and Catholics shared power in the new Ulster government. Back in October, at least 30 people died when a collision between two commuter trains occurred outside London's Paddington Station, while in August, tens of thousands of buildings were destroyed in just more than a minute when an earthquake registering 7.5 on the Richter scale hit a densely populated area of northwest Turkey. A huge tidal wave added to the destruction, with damage being recorded more than 300 kilometers away from the quake's epicenter in the capital city of Ankara, with deaths estimated as tens of thousands. On the last day of the year, an eight-day-long hijack drama came to an end in Afghanistan after the Indian government agreed to the release of three Kashmiri separatists, as demanded by the militant Islamic hijackers after the killing of one of the passengers who had been on his way to his honeymoon holiday when the hijacking occurred. The curse of the Kennedy family struck again on the 17th of July, when John F. Kennedy Jr., son of US President assassinated in 1963, died in an air crash together with his wife Caroline and sister-in-law Lauren Bassett, while Jordan's respected monarch King Hussein was buried on February the 8th after a long battle against cancer. Hussein had ruled Jordan since 1952 and was replaced by his 37-year-old son, King Abdullah II.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita, and as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.
Lou Bega's improbable hit from 1999, Mambo No. 5. Looking briefly at Africa, Nelson Mandela, one of the century's most respected statesmen and father of the post-apartheid South Africa, retired from politics in June, relinquishing the presidential office to Thabo Mbeki. Mandela had steered South Africa through the difficult years of transition, driven by his passion for racial harmony, concluding what was widely regarded as a miracle of national reconciliation. Mandela is remembered till today by the millions he served, not only for his vision and statesmanship, but also for his moral authority, humanity and charisma, his charming sense of humor, and his genuine humility. Shortly after his retirement, it was announced that as a result of AIDS mortality figures, average life expectancy in South Africa was expected to drop from 60 to 40 years by the year 2008. 1999 also saw the gold price plummeting down to $255 an ounce, threatening thousands of mine workers' jobs before climbing again at year-end to again go over the $300 an ounce mark. Prominent deaths in the year included Tanzanian leader Julius Nyerere, Zimbabwean Vice President Joshua Nkomo, retired South African politician Sir de Villiers Graaf, and Dimitri Safendis, who had assassinated then Prime Minister Hendrik Verwoerd, architect of apartheid, in 1966. One of the biggest hits from 1999 was this one by Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loco.
Living La Vida Loca.
arts and entertainment. The Phantom Menace, the latest of George Lucas's Star Wars series, boasted some of the best special effects ever seen. The much-hyped prequel, actually titled Episode 1, taking a record $28.5 million at the box office on its first day in the US cinemas. Other top movies from the year were The Matrix, Stanley Kubrick's final masterpiece Eyes Wide Shut, Notting Hill with Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts, The Blair Witch Project, and Antonio Benigni's Life is Beautiful, a moving tale of a father's attempts to make a game of wartime horrors. Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, the longest-running play in theatre history, which premiered in 1952, obtained its third new set after 19,400 performances.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
English band Oasis, which had risen from obscurity to international acclaim in the 90s, once labelled as the future of rock, had disintegrated by 1999. The Manchester group of schoolmates had their first hit in 1994 with Supersonic, and their second album, What's the Story, Morning Glory, had propelled them to international stardom, becoming the second fastest UK seller of all time. Loved by the public, matters within Oasis were far from harmonious, with frequent infighting causing their eventual demise. This one's called Wonderwall. Dusty Springfield, swinging 60s singer, who had hits with songs like The Look of Love and Anyone Who Had a Heart, died on the 2nd of March from breast cancer. Springfield, whose first and only tour of South Africa ended in disaster when she was thrown out of the country within days of her arrival for playing to mixed audiences, also had a big hit with this song, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Other deaths in the entertainment industry in 1999 included actors Oliver Reed and Dirk Bogarde, singer Frankie Vaughan, author of the 1961 bestseller Catch 22, Joseph Heller, and South African opera singer Gay Corsten by his own hand. While superstar Michael Jackson and his second wife Debbie Rowe agreed to a divorce after 3 years of marriage. Before looking at sporting highlights of the year, here's boy band Westlife with one of their hits from the year, I Had a Dream.
I have a dream, a song to sing, to help me cope with if you see the wonder of the fairy tale, you can take the future even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I
Sport. The Springboks barred out of the 1999 IRB Rugby World Cup, losing in extra time to Australia. France, against all odds, beat the New Zealand All Blacks in the other semi-final, but lost in the final against the Aussies, who also went on to win the ICC Cricket World Cup in England, beating Pakistan in the final and starting a period in Australian cricket which would see them dominate the sport for the next decade, winning the next two World Cups against India in 2003 and against Sri Lanka in 2007. South African all-rounder Lance Klusener, who had performed well with both ball and bat, averaging just over 140 runs per game, won the Man of the Series award at the 99 tournament. In football, Manchester United, by then a major force in European soccer, won the European Champions League trophy on the 26th of May, beating Germany's Bayern Munich 2-1 in the final with two injury time goals. In the same year, young United star David Beckham married ex-Spice Girl Victoria Posh Adams. On January the 24th, the International Olympic Committee was rocked by a bribery scandal when it was discovered that the winning cities for the 2000 Summer Games and for the 2002 Winter Games, Sydney and Salt Lake City respectively, had given cash favours in order to win votes. 27-year-old Lance Armstrong, who had almost died from cancer 3 years earlier, won the Tour de France on the 25th of July, while South African swimmer Penny Haynes broke 11 world breaststroke records within a few weeks. Three great West Indian cricketers, Sylvester Clark, Conrad Hunt and Michael Marshall, all passed away in 1999, as did Sir Alf Ramsey, manager of England's 1966 World Cup winning soccer team, and local sports writer A.C. Parker. The last full solar eclipse of the millennium took place on the 11th of August, crossing Western England, mainland Europe, the Middle East and South Asia. And lastly, there were widespread dire warnings that a millennium bug, the Y2K bug, may cause breakdowns of computer systems worldwide at the end of the millennium, as many were not programmed to recognize the year 2000 as a possible date. Experts warned that everything from water supplies to power stations and air traffic control networks might fail. There were even fears that nuclear missiles would be involuntarily launched by faulty computers. But, in possibly one of the biggest scams ever, the threatened bug completely failed to bite. Here's Ronan Keating now with When You Say Nothing at All.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me whenever I fall. Cause you say it best when you say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you can drown out the crowd. Oh yes you can. Trials they may, they can never define what's been said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me whenever I fall. Cause you say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you're catching me whenever I fall. Cause you say it best when you say nothing at all. Touch of your hand lets me know that you need me.
You say it best when you say nothing at all. You say it best when you say nothing at all.
The smile on your face, that look in your eye, that touch of your hand lets me know that you need me.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite song.
You've been listening to the internet service of springbokradio.com. I am Neil Hendrikser, bidding you farewell from yesterday's tomorrow's today.
Those were such happy times and not so long ago.
Yesterday's Tomorrow's Today was produced by Neil Hendrikser and recorded at JRS Productions in Cape Town, South Africa.